This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome back to Joy 94.9 with Leo on the Friday morning show. Now, last night's MasterChef elimination, three best friends cooking against each other. Wow, that's awful. She is a social worker. She is from Melbourne. Welcome to Joy 94.9, Tegan.
Good morning, Leo. How are you?
I am very good, honey. Now, firstly, not only were you up last night for elimination, but you had to cook against your two best friends in the house and the tears flowed. That must have added to the pressure for you.
Oh, it was an absolute nightmare, Leo. In all honesty, we all shed a few tears that day, and I just think it just shook us. It just really, really shook us because we just knew that one of us was finished. We knew one of us was going home, and it was kind of, we had to deal with that. And I said to the girls before the cook, you know, I kind of had this funny feeling something was just saying to me, like, this is, you know, this is it for you, Tegan. And I just said to them, you know, whoever cooks the best food deserves to be here, and who doesn't, you know, goes home, and that's the way it is. And I happened to not cook the best food, so I got eliminated.
Well, I have to say, though, lamb chops and potatoes, love that comfort food.
I know.
Now, how do you know when to keep it simple or to become adventurous?
I knew during that challenge keeping it simple wasn't going to keep me safe, but I was so panicky, and I was just in a mindset where I couldn't think clearly, and I just had to do something that I knew how to do. And I essentially wanted an ingredient that I could do a few different ways and try and be a little bit fancy smancy with it, but there was hardly anything left. There was like 36 ingredients or something ridiculous like that. And, you know, it was tough. It was really, really tough.
During your time on the show, you had many highlights, including winning the Dude Food Challenge.
Yes.
Now, seeing your fella last night, I thought, you know how to cook for your fella.
Yes,
plenty
yes,
of practice
I
there,
do.
Doll.
That's actually how I won him over when we first met. He was kind of single, not really interested in a relationship, and I thought, I know how I'm going to get this guy. I'm going to get this guy through his stomach.
And it worked.
And it worked. Yeah, we're getting married at the end of the year, which is amazing. And yeah, the Dude Food Challenge was sensational. It was something that I really understood. It was a brief, and I knew I could nail it, whereas I knew that a lot of people in the competition wouldn't actually understand what Dude Food was, and I already sort of felt like I had an up on them when it came to that.
Another amazing highlight for you was meeting and cooking with Jamie Oliver. Oh, my God.
Yes.
He is a simple but an amazing cook. It must have been a dream come true. What did he teach you?
It was a dream come true. Sometimes I even pinch myself and think, holy, did that actually really happen? Did I really meet Jamie Oliver? He just taught me, you know, he's always taught me. He's, you know, he's my food, you know, food idol, as you would say. And it's just about keeping things simple and being true to what the food is. And, you know, he's just amazing.
You're a social worker in Melbourne here, and your goal is to combine your social work and teaching kids and people basic cooking skills.
Yes.
Something very different but quite positive, yeah?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's there are a few programs, you know, that kind of do this sort of thing, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. I'm very, very passionate about social work. I'm very, very passionate about cooking. So combining the two together seems like a great idea. And I've seen the sort of difference food can make in people's lives. It's quite empowering. And teaching someone how to cook that has a low sense of confidence and a low sense of self-esteem can really boost their confidence. And then that hopefully has a ripple effect on other things in their lives. And it's not just about the food. It's about what the food means and bringing people together, family, sharing. etc. And, you know, about teaching them basic living skills and independent living skills. It's, you know, a very holistic approach. So, yeah, hopefully in the next few months I will be actively doing that.
But you're also going to be working in one of Melbourne's top restaurants. Do tell.
Yeah. Yes, well, I am actually working there at the moment. I was at work yesterday. I'm working at Maha Bar and Grill, which is one of Shane D'Elia's restaurants, which is an amazing experience. I've been very blessed to have been offered the opportunity there. And as soon as I came out of the competition, I knew that I didn't want to become stagnant and that I wanted to, you know, keep the juices flowing, keep cooking, keep learning. And that's exactly what I'm doing at Maha. And it's great, you know, it's a one-hatted restaurant. It's a great team in there and we produce amazing food. So it's good. It's really, really good for me.
Now, finally, Tegan, I've got a bit of a message for you from my Twitter, Leo_Melbourne. Danielle Dixon, who of course was in last year's competition,
yes.
She tweeted me this morning saying, wish her the best from me. Really sad to see her go last night.
Oh, thank you so much, Danielle. She was an amazing, amazing character on the show last year. I don't know when I say character. Person, personality, cook, everything. Yeah, and actually I spoke to one of the crew about her quite a bit. She said, oh, you and Danielle would get along really, really well. And I'm like, yeah, I reckon we would.
Well, she's on Twitter, Danielle Dixon on Twitter. Yeah,
I will. I'll definitely look her up.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Australia's only gay lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thank you, Leo. Have a great day.
You too, honey. Thank you for
Bye.
That.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.